Net Restoration. This is Sammy.
Hey, Sammy. I've been trying to get in contact with Jerry for the last week, but he's been kind of hit or miss. Is he in by chance?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, of course. My name is Taylor. I'm calling from Cardiff.
Oh, yes, Cardiff. He's actually out at lunch. Actually, no. He hasn't even been in the office all day.
Is there an office manager around?
Yeah. One moment.
Awesome.
Hi, this is Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. This is Taylor from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Just fine. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm actually calling to follow up on a pre-approved offer. We based on, you know, past financing you guys done with Regions Bank. Just kind of seeing what you guys got in the pipeline that may require some financing over there.
Nothing right now.
Nothing right now? Are you guys still with Regions?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Are you guys have a business loan or line of credit with them?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
Equipment, line of, you know, equipment loan. We've got our line of credit. We've got our operating account. We've got about six different.
Pretty much doing all your business with them.
Yeah, a lot of it. Well, and then we have some with PNC as well. So.
Right. Well, not a problem. You know, we're not trying to, you know, step on any toes or replace any relationships you have with them. We're more of a supplemental, secondary funding kind of thing. So just in case, you know, you guys are. On your way to maxing out or, you know, need more than what they can give you. That's what we're here for. You know, we also do equipment financing as well, where we have an actually match or beat policy. So since you already have a quote with them, we'll be able to at least match it, if not beat it, which is one of the programs. And we also do working capital. You know, if you're using up your line of credit and, you know, it's running out, and I know the bank can, you know, call that back on any given month. And the line of credit is kind of there for a cushion. But basically, we were able to take 10 to 15% off your gross annual sales and give that to you as unsecured cash, which you can use, you know, for any part of your business, or a payroll, marketing, equipment,
right.
Anything like that. Yeah. But yeah, no, I understand you are banking with. Is it possible just to get an email so I can shoot you
sure.
Some info so, you know, if anything changes in the future?
Sure. It is LBROCK, LBROCK.
I'm sorry, L. Brock?
Yes.
Okay.
Letter L, B-R-O-C-K.
Okay.
At KemnaRestoration.com.
Restoration.com. Awesome. How's business? Are you guys staying really busy?
Extremely.
I'm glad to hear that. Is it picking up or pretty steady?
Oh, it's just, yeah, no, it's, we're booked through winter.
Okay. Is it that more your busy time or...
normally we would slow down in the winter, but it doesn't look like it. We haven't the last couple winters either, so.
I'm glad to hear that. Actually, you know, a lot of people are actually losing work out there, so I'm glad you guys are able to stay busy out there.
Oh, yeah. No, we're almost more than we can handle, so.
Well, you know what? That's what we're here for. If you ever need to bring on more employees or equipment, you know, we're here for that. But
the
problem
is we can't find employees that, you know, can do the work, so that's where we're at.
Just not qualified, or you don't know where to find them?
No, it's not that. We don't know where to find them. They just don't exist. The ones that are worth anything already have jobs. So it's just the industry.
It's just hard in Indianapolis to find that?
Well, it's not just in Annapolis. We've got work all over the state. We can't get guys, you know, for a lot of the areas we work in. It's just the industry. It's part of the construction industry. It's that type of employee. It's just hard to, you know, a lot of these guys aren't guys that work all year round,
don't want
to work all year round. You know, it's hard to find the ones that can pass a drug test or, you know, background check or... You know, it's the industry. It's not.
Are we talking about laborers or people that you know, can operate?
Skilled and laborers, and you know, laborers are a dime a dozen. That's never an issue. It's the skilled people.
Yeah, I understand that. You guys have tried hire agencies and all that, just no luck.
Oh God, yeah. Oh no, we deal with about five different temp agencies, and it's just like I said, the guys that are worth anything are already working.
Yeah, that must be frustrating. You have all these jobs, but you're not able to do them because you have a lack of, you know, employees. That I can only imagine.
Right.
Man. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but is it all right if I check in you maybe once or twice a quarter, see how everything's going?
Yeah, that's perfect. That's fine.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, well, you have this in your inbox. You have my number and kind of a wrap-up, a summary of everything that we can do for you. So I hope everything turns around. You're able to find the employees you need and facilitate that work you guys got.
Oh, yeah. But awesome. Definitely is keeping our guys busy, so.
Okay, all right, Leslie. Well, thank you very much for your time.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.